Start your week smiling with your friends, Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. It's time to get ready for some weekly motivation with WP Motivate. But even if you do, it's all okay. Happy Thursday, Kathy. Look, what day
Happy
is it?
Happy Thursday. It's a day where I actually feel okay. So
yeah. I woke up this morning thinking, oh, thank God it's Friday. Tomorrow morning's gonna suck when it's not Saturday, but that's okay. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah. See, Thursdays are garbage days, so it's just like chaos of a Thursday morning, and I'm always okay with that because it's like end of the week, and I'm okay with Thursdays. And I get to talk to you on most Thursdays, so
that's true.
It's
that's true.
All good for
I
me.
know. It is what I. It is the highlight of my Thursday when we get to talk.
Yeah.
So.
Me too.
And if we do it on Wednesday or Friday, then it's the highlight of those days. So, yeah, same. So
I got to talk to you yesterday too.
Like, I
it's
know
a good day.
that was
It's a good
awesome
week for me.
It is same, likewise, absolutely. Okay, so I have learned this. Okay, I'm gonna sound like an idiot if I say I just learned it. I didn't just learn it, but I've been thinking of this like idea of like full stack developer, right? I post jobs places and I see full stack developer, and I'm like, it's so weird that we call it like a stack because it isn't like a stack of books and other things, right? But it got me thinking, like, I'm not a developer. You know that. I know everybody knows Michelle's not a developer. However, I do use tech and I use tech on a regular basis. I have hardware, of course, like we all remember when my cat ruined my Apple keyboard a few weeks back, right? So like I use tech. I have a lovely microphone that was gifted to me by a dear friend who I might be talking to right now. But the tech stacks that we use, right? So one of the questions that we ask the Wonder Women that we highlight in the WP Wonder Women newsletter is, you know, what are a few tech softwares and things like that that you swear by that really kind of keep you sane? I can't remember how we word it, but anyway, that kind of thing. And so it got me thinking about tech stacks and the kind of tech we use. The tech I use as in marketing might be very, well, it is very different than somebody who's a developer or somebody who's an accountant, or, you know, there are very few people in the world today that don't use tech in one way or another, of course.
Right.
And so I was just curious, what are some of the tech things that you and I both use? And I wonder, you know, where we might overlap and things that we swear by. And I know people, like, for example, I don't know how, I know people that absolutely love Evernote. I tried it for a while. I didn't love it. So like Evernote's not in my tech stack, but Apple Notes is, because I can use it on my iPad, my iPhone, and on my laptop. So wherever I am, I've got access to those notes, right? And I will. And you can share notes with people who are also on Apple devices. So like I have a recipe list that I share with a couple of friends and we add things to that. If I've done work for a friend, let's say, so WS Form, right? We all know I'm good friends with Mark. I came up with a whole bunch of marketing ideas for him on a plane one time. I put it in an Apple note and I just shared it with him. So now he's got access to it too. So Apple Notes is definitely one of my tech stack softwares. But yeah, let's kind of do the, let's volley back and forth, if you will, about things that we enjoy using.
I've tried all the notes too, and but I do love the fact that you can share notes. So like this year has been my year of like getting back into some physical shape, and my trainer every Sunday night, Apple Note comes through with all of his suggested meal items. wink, wink.
Suggested, yes.
I
caught that.
I didn't exactly follow all those. And then also like what my, the exercises that I was supposed to do for the week. And then so I'd get that. And yeah, but it was great because now I've got access to everything. It wasn't complicated at all. Notion is another one that I've used. You know, we used that at when I was at Stellar with you. And I kind of still have some stuff in there. And then I've been doing some joint work with other people, and Notion has been really helpful for that too. But my personal Notion is a disaster area, an absolute disaster area. My notes are also a disaster area, but I can search them very easily. And yeah, but the other thing I do for notes is Day One, the journaling app. I use that for notes too. Like if I just have stream of consciousness stuff, it goes into day one and I just like I gotta get this out of me. And then, but sometimes I'll be like listening to a call or like doing some research and I'll put that stuff into day one too, because it's also very searchable and very easy. And I've got it on all of my devices and everything too. And day one is also really cool because you can also like do shared journals. So like but when I first got on the web, one of the things that I loved was people had like web journals, and everybody had like crazy names for them. And it was like, and then to have web rings, and there was no like Google back then. And it was like really early days of the web, and everybody had their personal websites and they
And we
got
had
really
counters,
creative.
the counter and the footer.
Yes. And it was like before WordPress, before, all of that. And people just journaled. And so people would share journals, and then everybody moved over to LiveJournal, and then the Russians bought it and everything. But I love I love the idea of like shared journals, of just like people just like being able to like privately share like their intimate thoughts, and like have there was something really special about those days. So I love journaling for that, but I don't share any of my journals really.
And I wish I was a journaler. I just can't get into it, but I write other things, right? So I mean,
Yeah.
just not my everyday, but I am almost afraid to admit as a WordPresser that I still have a blog spot. So I
Do
like
you?
it's got a lot of my poetry and my writing on it. So I've never just like pulled it all off there and put it someplace else. So I still have a blog spot. If anybody's interested in reading my lovely little poetry, it's accidentalwordslinger.blogspot.com.
Ah,
The
nice.
last time I put anything in there was 2020, so it's been a few years.
Yeah.
But a 7-letter word for maudlin, that's the last entry that's in there.
Interesting. I know I had blog spots too. I wonder, just go to blogspot.com and I could probably see what oh, look at there. 2008,
Been a
last
few
time I
years.
published anything. Oh my stars. Well, I guess I know what I'll be reading tonight. I'm not being melodramatic for effect. Okay, there's some juicy stuff in my blog spot.
I need to like, oh, look, I have four followers still. And my name is still in there as Michelle Ames. And I'm a 50 something wannabe writer and crafter. I enjoy writing short
Yeah.
stories, poetry, essays, etc., and love working with paper, felt, fabric, beads, etc., creating crafts. I've discovered that if you listen well and keep your eyes wide open, life can be fun, educational, and quite a ride. How did I think I was 5 years ago?
Wow.
Oh yeah. So, but I will say what I use notes for, Apple Notes, is I put things there that I want to be able to copy across the
Yeah.
devices, right? So like I have in there all of my ideas for WordCamp pitches, for WordCamp talk pitches, so that I can like edit it there. I can also just copy paste when I don't have to open, I don't have to figure out like which of my Google accounts did I put that in a doc, right? And those kinds of
Yeah.
things. So all of that kind of stuff goes in there.
No,
Not
I have
passwords, in
multiple.
case people think I put passwords in there. I don't.
Yeah. I have multiple blog spots. Oh my gosh. I have one called Baby Blog
Oh.
from 2001. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
That was Max. That's when I had Max. Oh my
Wow.
gosh, I had a baby blog for Max. That wasn't, yeah. Okay, I wasn't expecting all of this, but
Okay,
just like, oh my
part of
God,
our
it's still there.
past tech stack. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do
Wow.
use the Google products, right? So I,
Yeah.
like most other people in the world, except my mother, who only has one email account. Can you imagine what it'd be like to have only one email account? I must have a dozen email accounts between the different companies I've
Crazy.
worked for, work with now, my other ventures and whatever. So I've got a bunch of different, which is sometimes problematic to figure out where did you keep a document? Like which account did you file it under when you created it?
Yeah.
But I had sent to me today a Microsoft Word document. And I was like, how the heck am I supposed to open that? But yes, they actually talk to each other now. And my whatever Mac Pages or whatever it's called opened it up, and I was able to copy and paste it into the blog I needed to post it to. But at first, I was like, "Oh, what's going to get lost in the translation, like
Yeah.
formatting wise and whatever." It all worked out. But I was just like, "Well, I haven't opened Microsoft in a million years because I'm, working on a Mac nowadays." But I used to buy Microsoft for Mac when I first switched over. I don't do that anymore.
Wow. Yeah, wow. You can import docs into Google,
Google, yeah,
which
you
is what
can.
I do. I can't even like I'm just so used to all of the shortcuts and stuff with Google Docs, and I'm trying to get off of Google as much as possible for some certain things, like trying to not completely break up with big tech, but minimize my exposure to big tech as much as possible, just because of privacy concerns. Yes, I'm looking at a blog from 23 years ago that, yeah, no privacy concerns there, as I'm like
Back
reporting that
then.
I am the last thing. Still dilated, only two. Like, what was I writing? I am so embarrassed.
Oh, they couldn't get in your bank account, but they knew everything about your vagina.
Internet was so different back then.
It was the
It
Wild
was
Wild
so
West.
different.
You could hide easily back then.
Oh, do you remember the days when most people weren't online? Like it
Yeah.
was just a few, like if you were online, it was a unique thing. And then you had all the AOL people, but they
Yeah.
didn't really go online. You know, they just went to AOL chat rooms and sent each other like animated GIF roses opening up and stupid things like that, right?
Yeah. Remember AIM,
Yeah.
AOL Instant Messenger? Like I would be on and I'd suddenly get this message from somebody I'd never heard of before. ASL, like age, sex, location. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't speak American Sign Language online. What?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Aren't you glad that's not your tech stack now? Could you imagine?
I can't even imagine.
Remember
Although,
all the
right.
CDs though they would send out with the AOL? It's like every time you open your mailbox, it's like, well, there's another AOL CD.
There were entire craft blogs dedicated to what you could do with spent CDs, including those AOL ones, right? AOL at home or whatever they were called back then. And you've got
Oh
mail
my
and all
gosh.
of that for sure. Oh my gosh. But yeah, the Wild Wild West days of the internet were wild for sure. I had
Yeah.
Dreamweaver and Front Page on CDs. I don't even have a CD-ROM reader on my laptop anymore, right? Like for
Yeah.
my dad's funeral 2 years, I had to buy one so my aunt could play the thing that she wanted at my dad's funeral. I had to like get an external drive. I should have kept it. I
Oh
sold
my
it to my cousin. He's like, "Oh, I'll buy that off you." And now, like, I came across a couple of CDs the other day. I'm like, "Wonder what's on these?" It's probably like
Yeah.
my daughter's baby pictures or something. I don't even know.
Oh
She's
my
32 now,
gosh,
so yeah,
yeah,
life is crazy for sure.
too funny. Yeah, the internet has definitely evolved, as has our tech stacks have evolved as
Yes.
well too.
Yes.
Like I used to be 100%, like I would use Photoshop for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, literally everything image related, and now Canva is just so much
Yeah.
easier. And I've really, that's just in the past few years, I've really made the transition where it's just so much easier. I mean, I still know all of like even all the shortcuts and everything with Photoshop, very habituated. I've been using it for 20 years, but Canva just has taken its
Yeah.
spot as my number one image thing.
I am still heavily an Adobe user, L
Yeah.
a little bit for Photoshop when I just need to touch up some things, because Canva's not good for like picture photo touch up and things like that, right? But I still use, I mean, I probably still use Photoshop 2 to 3 times a week if I'm being honest, but I do a lot with photography. But I use Lightroom all the time. So every time I come home from working with with my cameras out, all those pictures behind me, that kind of stuff, that little SD card comes out, goes in the computer, and I edit in Lightroom. But also for podcasting, I use Adobe Rush for all the video editing. And then for our audio, I use Audacity, which is a free download you can get online and
Yeah,
do
I've used that.
that. And then I use Castos for all of the podcast storage and things. So that's kind of like my tech stack for creating. And Canva. I
Yeah.
do use Canva religiously for all kinds of things. I needed an
Yeah.
image yesterday for an invite I was putting together, and I was like, I don't have time to go through the proper channels and get somebody else to do something, so I'm going to do something that looks similar. I just went into Canva and worked up an image and was able to throw it on the web real quick, right? So there's a lot that you can do for sure with Canva. And now I know people
Yeah.
are making entire slideshows. I'm still a Google Slides girl. It's just
Yeah.
easy. They're there and I can edit and duplicate. But
They're simple. Yeah, it's so
they are.
easy to just simply do it. Canva's, I mean, their slides are, there's, it's just, I, it, there's, it's quirky. It's very
Yeah.
quirky. So I'm not a huge fan, but I have
Yeah.
transitioned over to doing a lot more slides in Canva just because I
But
can do much prettier things than I can do in Google Slides.
because
But
you can leech off of other people's creativity for design, which is
sure.
nice too. You're not copying it, but you can get design inspiration really easily in Canva, whereas sitting in front of a blank screen in Photoshop is like, well, now what?
Yeah, yeah,
Right? For sure.
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm for content creation, you know, for I used a script for recording videos re and recording audios, and then I'll some stuff it just scripts just I can't figure out how to do. I probably just don't know the tool well enough, but I'll use Adobe Premiere for that. And then my son, who does video editing for me, I'll send him videos and he just does everything in Premiere. So I just have like the account that I kind of share with him for Premiere, and I try to do stuff in there and he's like, what are you doing? Get out of there. I don't know what I'm doing with the video editing as much, but in Descript I can do so much. And they have this new tool called Underlord, I think, not Overlord, but Underlord. And it's so cool because you just pop in a video or that somebody else did, and it'll give you the whole transcript and everything. But then the Underlord part of it will use AI and come up with all your timestamps, and then
Oh,
it will
nice.
come up with the description. And it's nice. You don't have to write descriptions anymore for like your YouTube
Nice.
description box. It comes up with all of that for you. So it is a super handy tool for all of that. Love
Yeah.
Descript.
That's awesome. I couldn't get into it. I tried to use Descript for a while, but maybe it was
Yeah.
too early on and I wasn't understanding all of its capabilities. I should probably revisit it. Somebody recently told me about, now I'm going to forget what it's called, Mac Whisper for Mac, which is a way that it'll take and create, pull all the words out of whatever audio or video that you have. And I thought, oh, this could be a great way because it's a one-time, buy it once, $59, whatever it
Yeah.
was. And I don't have to pay per transcript. I don't have to pay for that. But it created one giant paragraph. And I was like,
Really?
yeah. And so if it was you and I talking, it wouldn't even specify like Kathy, Michelle, or voice one, voice two. It was just one giant paragraph. And I was like,
Ew.
nope, this is not being added to my tech stack. I
Yeah.
tried the free version to see what it would look like. And I was like, oh, I am not upgrading this at all. I'm deleting it, as a matter of fact, from my computer.
Yeah,
Not
there's some
good.
AI, there's a bunch of AI tools that have been like super helpful too. There's one called Merlin, but it was a little too like, let me help you, let me help you. And it summar like if you're on a YouTube video, it'll summarize it for you. So you can just
Yeah.
like see what the video is all about, and we'll do that for like web pages and but it was like just everywhere. And I'm just like, I kind of want it there when I want it, but not there when I like,
Yeah.
let me just watch the video. Let me just enjoy what this is. Like maybe
It's
I'll
like,
put it at 1.5% or 1.5 the
yeah.
speed, and but just I don't want
Okay,
AI
Clippy. Remember
everywhere.
Clippy? Yeah, okay, Clippy, get away.
Yes, exactly. It's a little clippy-ish, but there's
Yeah.
so many. Would you use AI for like for writing and things like that?
So I don't, I mean, I really pride myself of being a good writer. So I try not
Mm-hmm.
to like use it to write things. But I will say that I've used it as a tool. So let's say that I wanted to write an article, 10 ways to whatever, use AI, right? And I've thought of eight, but I really want it to be a listicle of 10. I will say, what are 10 ways to use AI? And then I'll see what's there that I could add to my
Yeah.
article. So I kind of use it for gap filling. And then when I'm really stuck, I love to say I'm really good at naming things, but I also have creative dry spells. And so I'll say, what's a
Yeah.
great way to, this is the title, make it more interesting. And then it'll give me
Yeah.
several options. So, and sometimes I'll go with it. Sometimes I'll say, oh, that's a great idea. And I'll play with it from there and not use
Yeah.
it word for word, but definitely helps with idea generation, I'd say for sure.
Yeah. Cadence Amplify was named by ChatGPT.
Oh,
It was
interesting.
one. It was one of 30 things that came back, but Amplify. It stuck. It just kind of felt like, yeah, that's what I wanted. That was my intent with the whole. I told ChatGPT my intent with this is to, bring forth many of the voices and help them grow their followings and grow their businesses of what they're trying to do. And Amplify does that. It was just like the perfect word for it. So yeah, it was a chat GPT exercise, much in the same way. Just like I didn't know what to name it. I'm terrible at naming things, but
Speaking of Amplify and tech stack, last year's Amplify, after I helped you MC all day, I
yeah.
said, hey, I will volunteer to chop up those 20 hours or whatever it was of video into individual talks. And I needed to add bumpers, right? The intro and the outro. And we had the video, but we didn't, but it was just silent. And it was like, it felt weird when when you have video with nothing behind it. So I
Yeah.
used Canva to add audio to that video
Oh,
and then
cool.
use those as the bumpers, intro and outro. So I use Canva for that
Nice.
too. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool stuff.
That's
Yeah.
awesome.
It
Yeah.
is for sure.
Lots of good tools. I'm looking around at like
It
other things
is.
that I
I
use.
know.
Well,
Me
there's
too.
Zoom. I have to use
Yeah.
Zoom
We're
because
using
it's
Zoom
the
right
Zant
now.
Zoom. Right, exactly. So Zoom is my preferred. I do not like Google Meet. I hate it, as a matter of
I'm not a
fact.
fan
So,
either. And the resolution is not great.
yeah.
And the audio is not great, quite honestly.
Yeah.
So,
And
as
then
somebody
for,
in. Go ahead. I'm going to ask you a
oh,
question.
I was going to say, I am trying to use Big Talk much less. And I'm trying Proton for stuff for like calendar. And I really, it's definitely for more privacy minded people. And people who are like understand security and understand all of that stuff and can set up their own DMARC and DKIM and all of that fun stuff. So I really like Proton Mail because I've got, it's like, and I pay for it too. It's like I've got tons of email addresses that feed into it, and it's got like the same phone app and the desktop app, kind of flaky sometimes, but it feels enough like Gmail in terms of like how I can organize things and everything. And it's not Google. I know it's just another company, but I'm not going to be hosting my own mail server at this point in
I know for sure.
my career.
Yeah.
So it's the next best thing. And they are privacy focused. And I mean, there's some other ones out there, but I really like Proton and what they're doing. So
Nice. As somebody in the tech space, what are you using if you were using anything for password management? I know what you recommended to me earlier. I don't know if you're still using that or what's going on. Are you using anything in particular? Like I used to use LastPass, and then they had a huge data breach last
yeah.
year, and I switched from LastPass.
Yes, and you should stay off LastPass.
Yes.
One pa it depends on what you're doing. For people who are just like just getting started with a password manager, I know there's a lot of people who are. Bitwarden is great because it's one open source, and if you want to pay for it, it's only like $10 a year. So Bitwarden is like the gateway drug into being more secure. If you're really into security and you're really like doing sharing passwords with other people and you're managing a team and there's passwords and everything, 1Password and their tech is exceptional. So 1Password would be like my number one choice, but they're much more expensive. But
Yeah.
Bitwarden is great. And then I know
Do
other people who are like they love
you
Keeper and they love Dashlane, I think it's called, and stuff. And NordPass has a decent system too. So there's a lot of options, but the primary ones are like Bitwarden and 1Pass, I think. 1Password, but LastPass, yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah.
can't. I mean, I know people who have like, they have had their vaults breached and lost things.
That's
So,
scary.
yeah.
Very scary. You had turned me on to Bitwarden, so that's what I use personally. And then I use 1Password for several different organizations that I'm
Yeah.
a part of where we're sharing.
Bitwarden's all right, though, isn't it? It's pretty
Yeah,
easy
it's
to
great.
use.
It is. It
Yeah.
is. For some reason, it won't talk to my browser, so I can't do the auto-populate passwords, but I can copy and paste them, which is probably safer anyway.
It's probably better. There have been vulnerabilities in some of those browser extensions where it auto-populates your password. And if you have it, what were they doing? They had a iframe in a browser and it would populate the password, but it was like a malicious frame. Like what was being framed was a malicious site. And so there were a couple of password manager browser extensions that were vulnerable like last year. I think I did a video on that. I do some more videos.
Like your videos. They're
Thank you.
good. You're welcome. As a matter of fact, one of the new things in my tech stack is to take your course on Monster Secure, but I forgot what the other one is that goes into
Go safely online.
Go Safely Online. Yep. So I signed up yesterday for Go Safely Online, and I am one of the first 10, I think we determined yesterday, affiliates for that program as well. So
Awesome. Thank
yeah, so
you.
I'm gonna take that class
Yeah,
hopefully this weekend.
I hope it helps. I really hope it helps, especially with agencies and just like, it to try to like educate everyone on just like some fun foundational strategies of like how to think about WordPress security is it's a lot, but just to say, hey, just go take this course and then we'll get you that login right away. And it's not you having to tell them what to do. It's like they're taking the course, they're getting all of the information, they're getting the understanding of how their security decisions or their decisions, secure or not, affect the security of their site. So
And they can never
that's
say you
my
didn't
tips.
tell me. They can't, and you can't say, did I forget to tell them that part? Because you just put them onto a thing and you know exactly what was taught to them. So yeah, no, I love that. We talked about that yesterday in the Post Status Happiness Hour. And so yeah, happy to promote that with you for you all for sure. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Exciting new things. Yeah. Try to think of what else is in my tech stack. I use WhatsApp to talk to people all over the world because I
Do
don't want to
you?
use, yeah. WordPressers, not strangers. but I use WhatsApp for that. I use Asana for keeping track of tasks at work, but I use Todoist for my personal tasks. So yeah, just different things. Like looking, what else have I got in here? Oh, and my favorite thing of all was I think a $6 purchase. I don't know how much it costs right now, but it's Atext. And I can have you can, it'll generate whatever you tell it. So like for example, if I hit is apostrophe? Yeah, apostrophe. No, it's whatever it's a little under the oh my God, I can't think of anything today. Anyway, it's a character, the character right under the escape, the little accent, character. And then bio, it'll type my entire bio with the links and everything in it. So I don't have to copy
Oh,
paste that
nice.
from anywhere. If I just type like that same symbol and then ME, it puts my whole name, right? So I don't have to type in Michelle Frechette, like all of those different things. So I use Atext religiously for so many things. Even when I'm doing things like WordCamp Rochester and I'm typing the acceptances and the unfortunately we're not taking your talk kind of things, I can just make a temporary thing and then I don't have to copy and paste it. I just hit those characters and everything fills in the way it's supposed to. And so I use that for a lot of things, which is a real time saver, actually, for sure.
On the iPad, GoodNotes is, I think that's
Oh,
what it's called.
I'm writing that down
Gosh, I
too.
love GoodNotes. Because it just I got I mean I remember things so much better if I write them down with a
Oh, yeah,
pen.
same.
But I would get these stacks of paper or these binders full of stuff, and I'm like, where the heck did I write that? I don't know where I wrote it down. I know I did though. And GoodNotes, I have multiple like notebooks within it. So I have personal ones, I have ones for work where I like take notes in meetings, or I take notes when I'm watching a video, or if I'm like trying to sketch out like how I'm gonna do a video or something like that. I can do it's as good as paper, but it's all digital and I can search it and it spell checks me too. So it's like
Nice.
awesome.
That is awesome. I learned of a new plugin yesterday. So, a part of WP Coffee Talk, one of the questions is what are two or three plugins you'd recommend to somebody building their first website? And I was talking to Carrie Dills last night, and she told me a plugin called Plugin Notes. And she explained that Plugin Notes is where you go to the plugins page of your dashboard, and it'll tell all these plugins, and you can make a note to yourself next to the plugin saying what it was for, why you any note you want to put in there. which is
Oh,
super
that's
nice,
smart.
right? Especially if you're not the only person in the website. So, like, if
Yeah.
you and I, like, we have WP Motivate together, if we were doing a lot with that on a regular basis, and I could be like, what's that plugin? What does that do? Where is it? How is it
Yeah.
implemented? Could make a note that says, Michelle, put this here on this such and such a date for this particular purpose. And then you'd be like, oh, Michelle put that in there for this purpose on this estate, kind of thing. So, I'm going to be looking
Yeah.
into putting that in because I don't always remember on my own sites why I put something on there and what it
Well,
does.
and there's so many people that I like help with their WordPress sites, and like, so I complained on Twitter, I think at one point a family member was like on a Friday night asking, and I'm just like, you're gonna have to deactivate plugins one by one. And they're writing me and saying, well, which ones are important? I'm like, I don't remember what you got in there. Like, you're just gonna have to put it on a staging server and deactivate one by one until you find the culprit. Welcome to the reason why I don't do this for you anymore. Like,
Exactly.
it would be, and he didn't remember, like, did I install the plugin? Did he, he had no idea. So I need that for this family member who
And she said it's
has
in the
paid
repo.
me
It's
for
you
that
don't even have
one.
to pay for it.
Okay.
So I'm
Yeah,
like, thank you, Carrie
nice.
Dills, for that.
Oh,
Absolutely.
yeah. Thank you, Carrie. And thank you to whoever developed that, because I need that now.
I'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes. So if anybody's interested in finding it,
Awesome.
I'll try to remember. Help me remember, Kathy. Put
I'm circling it on
that
my note.
in the show notes.
Nice.
I make notes of things sometimes, but yeah,
Oh,
so
I have another mention.
yes.
Notion calendar. Notion calendar, because
Okay.
okay, I've got multiple organizations with my Google calendars, and I never know what the heck's going on. I up on my little thing on my Mac, I've got Notion calendar, and I can just click on the little calendar thing. And so it's like, all right, I don't have anything for the rest of the day, but tomorrow I have three meetings, and they're on three different calendars, and the Zoom link is there right there.
Nice.
It just, oh my gosh, that saved me. And you remember how many times I've been like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Where is it? What am I doing? Yeah,
Yeah, I
absolutely.
can't get it to talk to the Proton calendar, so I have to like copy that over to the Gmail calendar. Ah, but anyway, it's still awesome.
Calendly for me is definitely in my tech stack. I live by Calendly because I can create multiple. I have a Calendly for scheduling doc on WP Coffee Talk. I have a Calendly for scheduling on the Post Status Happiness Hour. I have a Calendly for an hour with Michelle during the work days. I have a half hour one. I've got a special Calendly just to meet with me during the times I'm free at WordCamp US. Like, I have built calendars for so many things in Calendly. And some of them I charge for, right? So if you are
Yeah.
scheduling a pick my brain session with Michelle, I'm charging you $150. You can't schedule it until you've put your credit card in and paid me $150. So
Yeah.
I like Calendly for that reason. I pay for it. It's not that much a year. I also pay for Canva because I like the
Yeah,
features.
same.
And for like a hundred and whatever dollars it was a year, it made sense. And I
Yeah.
am grateful to be in a position in my life now where I don't go, God, how am I going to afford $100 a year? And I
Yeah.
appreciate that there are people who are still going, how can you pay $100 a year for something? And I'm grateful to be in a position now where I don't worry about that. And I do recognize that some of the things we're talking about today are we have privilege for. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
I used to have Calendly, but then as I was untangling all of my husband's talk, I found that he had a lifetime deal for Book Like a Boss.
Ah.
And since it was a lifetime deal and
May
he
as well
wasn't
use
using
that.
it anymore, but when I go and I look at my meetings, I have to, oh yeah, no, don't look past here. My old ones from him. But yeah, I just kind of took it over. So
I don't blame you there
it's
at all.
yeah, save a few dollars.
Absolutely. I think that's pretty much it for me. There is a new one. There's WordPress Studio. I don't know if you've seen that yet. I've got it on my computer. I haven't used it yet. But WordPress Studio actually spins up a local version of WordPress for you. So, and you don't have to worry about putting in XAMPP or MAMP or whatever you're using.
Yeah.
And it's free. You can just download it from WordPress and you can actually even share it out. So if I've built something on my local server, I can share it to somebody else that's going to put a static copy out there for them to be able to see without actually compromising my computer at all. And so
Nice.
I'm playing around with that.
Nice.
Yeah,
Very
see if I
cool.
like it. Yeah, but so far it looks really cool. I just haven't had anything to build in the
Yeah.
time since I put it down there. I'm not trying to build a million things right now, but I'm
Yeah.
already in a million things. So, anyway, I think that's all the tech I got to talk about today. You're like me, we're looking at the bottom bar on our laptops. Like, is there anything else I missed?
Yeah, I've got it. I closed everything, so I can't even remember. I cleaned my Mac. I use that. Kind of keep everything clean.
I
And,
will say, if somebody's using Norton Antivirus, please be diligent about all the scam emails. Like, I don't use Norton Antivirus, so I know that all the scam emails that come through, that here's your
yeah.
receipt for purchasing and all that, those are scams. But if you actually
Lots of
use Norton
them.
Antivirus, don't open the things that look like they're from Norton because they really aren't. Be very diligent on that.
Right. Right.
So
Yeah.
I will say that
Yeah,
much, but
I got nothing else. I'm looking at all of the apps on here, and I don't think anybody really FileZilla is still there.
Oh, and of course,
Terminal. I still know how to use Terminal.
and only because I haven't mentioned it yet today, TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah.
It's an app. I made my first money on TikTok.
Did you really?
Yes, I get
Nice.
notified. You know how much?
How
Yes.
much? 17
Yes.
cents.
31 cents. You were
Oh,
so
wow.
close.
Wow. No, actually, like almost double what I guess was.
I'm like, maybe would that like afford the cream in my coffee? I don't even know. But anyway, it was kind of exciting to see that come through. I was on somebody else's live. I received gifts on TikTok, and now I have 31 cents sitting in my TikTok account. So there you go. You can all
Oh,
be jealous.
wow.
I
That's
mean, it's
really
not going to get
incredible.
me on vacation or anything like that, but it still felt like an accomplishment. Like, not everybody makes money on TikTok, but I can say
No,
I did.
not at all. I gotta do the, I gotta go find some like food to test and see if I'll rank my foods and then maybe I'll could go
There you
viral like that guy. Oh my God.
I'll do a live, and because I have over 1,000 followers now, they're probably all bots, but I have over 1,000 followers. You can come on my live, and we'll see if we can make some money together.
There we go. We'll rank
Okay.
foods.
Well,
I don't
that's.
even know how they were. That must have been a TikTok thing where the food was going over the guy's head.
Oh yeah. I don't. Yeah, all the different. I don't know. I'm a tech
I
person,
can't
but
get
I
into
don't even
TikTok.
understand. Yeah, I mean, I just like to look at it. If I'm being honest, I don't
Yeah.
create a lot of stuff, but anyway. All right. Well, if you want to hear us talk about something else next week, let us know what you want to hear us talk about, because we'll go on and on and ad nauseum about anything, apparently. As a
Apparently.
matter of
Yeah, I kind
fact,
of felt bad because two of us were just kind of going yesterday, and Nathan's like, what are these two? Where are they? I'm like, oh, we're just, this is what we do. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Nathan. We love you
was
so much.
fun. I think he had fun even so.
Okay.
He has women in his life too who are I think very similar to us, so he's probably used to
Yeah, probably. Funny.
Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been WP Motivate with Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. To learn more or to sponsor us, go to WPMotivate.com.